Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, welcome to a teaching hour from the Divine Wisdom in our series, The True School is Life. The title of our program for today is The Speaking God. More and more people all over the world know today that God, the Eternal, has spoken to the people at all times in the prophetic word through His emissaries, through prophets and prophetesses, in order to teach them the commandment of life, the love for God and neighbor toward people, nature, and animals. And so it is today. For more than five decades, people from all cultures, from all nations, have been receiving answers and pointers on all spheres of life, because God reveals Himself in an unprecedented fullness through His prophetess and emissary in our time, Gabriele. In numerous revelations, He, the Eternal, gives us the understanding that He is the free spirit, God in us, the near God. In many, many schooling hours from the Divine Wisdom, Gabriele has repeatedly taught us what this means for us human beings, for instance, in a teaching hour entitled The Speaking God, from which we may read today. She explained, God, the Eternal, is the eternally revealing Spirit. Unceasingly, God speaks in our heart at every moment. God, our Father, taught us in His commandments, You shall have no other gods before Me. We human beings have acquired so many idols that we have distanced ourselves from the All-One, the Eternal God, the Speaking God, who is our Father. Our gods are called disparagement, aggrandizement, egocentric behavior in mine and me. For many people, the neighbor is a stranger, although in the depth of the soul, he is their brother, their sister from the kingdom of God. Greed, envy, resentment, hostility, enmity, belligerent conduct toward the neighbor in thoughts and words are some of these God-estranged idols. For many of us, they are the gods we worship, to whom we subjugate ourselves, and they talk us into turning to them more and more. They talk and talk, leading us into the shadows of existence, so that we hardly realize anymore that the speaking God is omnipresent and that He speaks in us, in every tree, in every plant, in every bush, in every little animal. He speaks in the mighty stars and planets of the All.
Und Gabriele fuhr fort.
And Gabriele continued, God, the All-Law, is all-effective, also in the realm of matter. We realize that the speaking God is the spirit of love, the spirit of omnipresence, the eternally speaking spirit of our eternal Father. We people often need an image to be able to understand that when we turn away from God, we no longer hear God, our eternal Father, and Christ, our Redeemer. We expose ourselves to the shadows of the gods. What is it like when our continent turns away from the sun? Then it is dark for us. But the sun shines constantly. It is similar in our existence, rich with shadows. God, the eternal light, shines omnipresently and radiates in us. And every divine ray of love is the word of love to us. However, if we live a shadow existence, how can we receive the sun, the light, the love, the word of the eternal? If a continent were to be without the light of the sun for a long, long time, without the warming rays of the sun, it would be moldy on the continent. Vegetation could no longer exist. Every flower would bend. Every shrub would lose its leaves. No tree could bear fruit anymore. It is the darkness. It is similar for many people in the body. The soul has darkened because the person has turned away from God. The source of light is in the soul, the Word of God, the eternal speaking Spirit. But our body cells are vegetating. We complain of sickness, of hardship, of suffering, of our fate. We stand in the darkness, turned away from God's light. The darkness gains ground. It is similar to when a continent no longer turns toward the sun.
In the following, Gabriele explained how God, the Eternal, the speaking God, tries to reach his children who have turned away from him. She said, "No matter which language we human beings speak, God does not have the language of people, but he radiates into our thoughts, into our words, and wants to tell us something. What? The first thing that he could say to us is, 'I am your Lord and God. You shall have no other gods before me.' And the second thing he could say to us, 'See, I have given you the Ten Commandments through Moses. Live accordingly.' And the third thing that he wants to say to us, 'Oh, see, my child, you were not left alone. I sent my Son to the earth, the co-regent of the heavens. Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of God, became your Redeemer. He is the power and the light from and in me. He is in me, and I am in him. It is the Spirit of the Christ of God. He speaks in you, in each one of you. Pay attention to the teachings of my Son,' the Lord would say to us, 'and you will turn to the speaking God, the Christ of God, and receive the light, the word, the help, the love, the warmth, the security, and the protection.'" And Gabriele explained further, "Dear brothers, dear sisters, many call themselves original Christians, and many an original Christian, but also many another, whether he calls himself Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or an atheist, can sense the word of love, the speaking God, who points out to us, for example, that we should keep the commandments now and today. To each of us are given the teachings of Christ, in which he points out to us again and again, even now and today, through our conscience, that we should develop remorse for the sins we become aware of, clear them up, and no longer do them. We feel it in the subtle stirrings of our heart. All these are impulses of love. It is the speaking God. He wants us to come into harmony with him in this way and with our innermost, eternal nature that comes from him. He wants us to be profoundly united, indeed one
with ourselves, and with Him.
Gabriele describes how, in which ways, the speaking God can still reach us, and she gave an example. A beautiful flower suddenly catches our eye, a rose, a carnation, a daffodil. Its fragrance is the word of love. It is the fragrance of the homeland. It is the speaking God who is showing us that there's a life in everything. Life is communication, and communication is the language of love. If the language of love rises in our hearts, our prayers gain vitality and truthfulness. They are then no longer mere words, but the immediate sensations of the heart to the Great Spirit who is so near to each one of us. Then we are truly no longer lonely and alone. Then we feel the warmth and kindness of God in us, His comfort and care. All people, no matter of what faith, are embedded in the great love, in the light. But we often do not want to perceive that. Why not? Because we have not yet grasped that there is more than what our earthly life presents to us. And Gabriele asked, how long do we still want to love the shadows or accept their existence? How long do we still want to occupy ourselves with our gods? We then feel like strangers. Why? Because the gods are strangers. We ourselves have created them, and we should dissolve them. Then we will turn more and more to the light, as the continent to the sun. Then dawn awakens in us. The day is breaking, the light is rising, and we feel God is present every moment. Dear fellow people, that was a message of the heart that is spoken to all of us, whether original Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, or even atheist, because everyone bears within the speaking God.
Gabriele explained more. How wonderful nature is. Let us think for a start of our walks. Do we go through nature with our gods? Or do we walk at the hand of the Christ of God, who wants to awaken more and more in our heart the fine inner sensation that the Christ of God is the speaking God? Let us turn to Christ in us. He will never close Himself off from us, but will come toward us. For it is written, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For the one who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks will have it opened to him. Gabriele encouraged us. Let us experience Christ in us. Then we will also experience God, our Father, as the Creator power at every turn. Particularly when we take a relaxing walk, we can, if we open ourselves to Him, sense and fathom that God is present. Dear brothers, dear sisters, this is what we wish for all of us, to feel the present power. Only then do we feel taken into the love, into the fullness of the Spirit, into the speaking God. And we realize we are not alone. God, our Father, is present in us, and Christ, our Redeemer, is active in the Spirit of the Father. We are secure, enveloped in a powerful light. It is the moment in God's omnipresence. And to grasp and experience this in the various situations of our everyday life, that is what gives our life meaning and substance. This opens up a dimension of life that seemed closed to us before.
Dear listeners, these heartfelt words of Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God, are filled with a deep experience of the near God, the eternal All-One, and with a love for Him, whose children we are as well. In the eternal Word, through His prophets and prophetesses, from Abraham to Gabriele, the Father, Mother, God calls His sons and daughters to turn to Him, to the light in every soul, and to walk the path to Him, the path to God in us, which leads to the eternal kingdom that is our true homeland. We can be certain that we do not walk this path alone. God lets Himself be found and experienced. He is always near us at every moment, and He speaks to us in manifold ways. For today, we take our leave of you. Goodbye and greetings in God.